Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, backstage here at the Mecca with the one and only, well, the freshly Trey Felipe. Dude, I saw the shoes looking fresh as always. Welcome back. Dude, looking great. Double shotting today all over the Northeast, man. Trey, I've been a fan of yours for a while now, man. I love what you bring to the table. I see you every event, just leveling up, doing more and more and more. The fans, right? Mm-hmm. More and more and more everywhere you go. You steal the show with your high-flying maneuvers. You always change it up. You're not afraid to be innovative. Are you feeling that momentum right now, Trey?
Well, one, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, always.
I'm a fan of yours, too. It's the nose hairs that get me. But it's interesting because, yes, for once I kind of am. I kept hearing Trey has potential. And it kind of almost like started feeling like hindering me. That it's like I just kept hearing that. And it's like, what do I got to do to like unlock that one? But I think it had to look within, which is, I felt like I was afraid of my own potential.
That's right. And I remember you saying in the past, like, it's great to hear that, but you're kind of getting sick of hearing
it. Yeah, you're sick of it. Yeah. I'm working twice as hard, working, you know, and I'm like, what is it going to be to get me out of that? He has potential, or, you know, he's a star now.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, I am definitely feeling it now because, I'm getting more opportunities. People have more eyes on me. I always knew how good I was. It was more of, like, just believing it and being able to, like, portray it to others. And I think people are finally starting to see the real me, authentic. And I think I was trying to portray something that wasn't, I was portraying what other people wanted to see and not what actually was in me, so.
I find a lot of times when you bring a lot of yourself and your trials and tribulations, the thing you've been through, don't forget, you know, you're out here, we all face the real world and real world problems. Mm-hmm. You let us escape from that, man. And I see the connection that you have with the fans and slowly growing. Get the t-shirts, the merch, it's fire, man, I love it. But Trey, I'll ask you this, not to be cliche, but you say you're sick of hearing potential. I've seen you say it in their promos. What do you feel you need to do to get out of being the guy who has potential and being the guy?
I think right now, since I've, like I said, started believing in myself and I'm not afraid of that potential, I think it's more just getting or...
Come on, you guys, come on through, please. Yeah, we're taking your
space. I ain't doing shit in here, no, I'm just kidding. No. More like not getting handed opportunities, but more taking advantage of the ones that I'm given now. Like, you know, lose yourself. Shout out Eminem. in those moments now, because now it's not like I'm waiting for these different opportunities or like I'm hoping someone's going to give me an opportunity. Now it's like get, you know, essentially grab it by the balls first, get them myself, and then do the absolute best that I can with those potentials with those opportunities that I get. Because I think, like I said, it was a lot of self-doubt, a lot of, you're doing this well, but it'd be better if you did it like this, this, and this. And, like, once you're hearing all these different opinions and stuff like that, you kind of lose your own voice. So I think listening to my own voice now has been a huge help. So I think it's just more, like I said, you know, getting these opportunities and shooting for the stars when it comes to them. Like, just
literally, you know, man, you're flying all over the place.
God, balls of the wall when it comes to it. Not be afraid of like failing or anything like that. Like, now it's just like, because I live by three words, which is you never know. And that is, it's like the wisdom of uncertainty, essentially. So like, if I don't, you know, do everything I can with the opportunities that I get now, I'm gonna look back one day and just have all these regrets.
Yeah.
So now's the time to take advantage of all that, and now's the time to, you know, see what I'm capable of and show the world what I'm capable of. So I think that's all it really takes for me to finally be that guy. No one can say I don't have the look. All right. I'm handsome. No one can say I don't have the moves.
You got the look. You got the moves.
All about myself now. It's all about believing in myself and proving people like you, big fan, like you said, you're a big fan, proving you right, making people that believe in me proud. That's all this is all about.
You're crushing it, man. And I bring it up every time. I bring it up every time. Come on through, guys. This is your locker room. Come on. We got big matches going on here, man. I had to sit down with the Freshly. Come on through.
Sweating. God.
I got to ask this one. Hispanos Unidos, I know you've been in the faction for some time. You guys have had your differences. I'm not stirring the pot. I won't do that. You're a part of tag teams. Do you feel, I personally feel, this is just my opinion as a journalist outside looking in, I feel like you're ready to break out. Whether it's on your own, with a group, whatever. Do you feel that sometimes being part of a group or even a tag team that you may be pigeonholed from certain opportunities? Because I'm seeing you doing a lot more single stuff, and I think that's the way to go. That's just my opinion. Your thoughts?
So, I mean, it's mixed emotions because, I mean, without Hispanos Unidos, I ain't gonna lie to you, especially at Magic, I wouldn't have gotten to this point. Hispanos Unidos, you know, them bringing me in gave me confidence, gave me, you know, a sense of brotherhood, a sense of, you know, just, you know, different opportunities, because that was the whole point of Hispanos Unidos, is we haven't been getting these opportunities, so we're going to band together and take them.
Yeah.
Now, though, you know, because, yes, and, you know, we won tag gold.
Tri-Wizard.
Yeah, tag gold. Everyone says, you know, Hispanos Unidos were tag champions. If you look at all those tag matches that were Hispanos Unidos, I defended the belts every time. The other person would be switching from Sebastian or Az or someone else. And I did it. I was in every single one of those matches. And I, for the most part, even the first, you know, our championship win, I got that pin. Tri-Wizards, we went for them one time. I got that pin. So I wouldn't say they're hindering in any way. It's just, it's getting overshadowed. Like, that I'm doing a lot of the work because I'm in these different group scenarios of tag, trios. Now I'm doing single stuff, and this is where I don't know about breaking off just yet, because they're on some shit. I don't know what the hell they got going on.
Sure.
But they're all trying to figure out what the hell they're doing between Donovan, Pena, Azrael. They keep yelling at me and whatnot, and I don't like it.
Yeah, right.
If it leads into that, it leads into that.
Sure.
I'm ready at this point, and I have the confidence in myself that I'll be okay now.
Absolutely.
Before joining, I don't know.
I'll put it this, and this is my opinion. I do not speak for you, Trey. I feel in a lot of ways, perhaps the word is outgrown. And that's not a negative on them. It's just the evolution of you. All right?
Thank you.
I appreciate that, man. Checks in the mail. last one from me, Trey. Thank you for sitting down for a couple minutes, man. I'm glad that, you know, you get to share your feelings on everything. I'm not trying to stir the pot here at all. So I appreciate
you. You keep saying that, and I feel like it's about a follow-up with you stirring the pot.
Not at all. In fact, I'm going to go this way, man. I've highly recommended you to a lot of places. I think you're great. I think you connect with the fans. The merch is great. The look is great. The moveset. I love the high-flying stuff. But
appreciate it, Rob.
Without giving too much away, personally, I've said, so-and-so, that's your Roman, or that's your final boss. Or I've said, you know, this is the path you should go. In this era of long-term storytelling, coming back to the national product, man, I see it. Like, if I could pick someone and be like, they need that trail, that long-term story, I feel like it's you. Is that kind of your mindset as well as you continue to break out?
It kind of is, and it's interesting because, I mean, I think we've done interviews before, and I think one of the questions that you asked me was essentially that, or like my dream opponents and stuff like that. And a lot of times when I end up answering it, it's weird because a lot of my, you know, wish list comes from the group, because I think that we're one of the best factions. But I never faced Peña one-on-one, never faced Donovan one-on-one.
It needs to happen.
Never faced Santos one-on-one. Sebastian couple times, he beat me, so I mean, I'm a lot better now than I was back then. I don't even know who else we got in here. Jarrett, who is a wannabe, but I haven't never faced him in one-on-one, so I think it's not more one specific Roman, like you just said.
Yeah,
I think it's the entire empire.
Run the gamut.
The gauntlet.
Yeah,
that whole empire is, that's my Roman. The whole, like, I got to test myself when it comes to all these people that are, Azrael, all these people that, like, have taught me and had my bag and whatnot. And now I want to test myself with those guys.
And with a love, there's a level of respect in it. It's not like, I want to fight these, they've done wrong by me. It's just, again, I feel you've outgrown it. I appreciate you, Trey, opening up about that. I'm sure management will be listening. Guys, if you're in the Northeast, book Trey Felipe. Book them all over the United States. He's taking over. He's breaking out. Trey, no, thank you for a few minutes, man.
Thank you, man. Continue success. Thank you for having me, man. Appreciate it.
The BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudiawis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands-down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW General Manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con, ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. Please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/FromTheLeftSide with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Conor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure, with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25, as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, where wrestlers can ask questions of the Woken, Broken, and Spoken One himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact JohnAlbaSFC@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.